You could win recordings of all 10 Making the Case conferences and recordings of more than 50 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Here's how. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. with Apple Podcasts. Copy and paste the text of your review and send it to talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll announce the winners on February 1st. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. with Apple Podcasts and send your review to talkback@issuesetc.org.
The civil rights laws were not passed to allow those boys who identify as girls into the girls' locker room and to play on the girls' sports team. This is turning the civil rights laws upside down.
Abortion is not confined to the first trimester of the pregnancy. That extends to the entire length of the pregnancy and even when the child comes out.
If your pastor is already slipping and preaching and teaching and working in direct revelation into his sermons, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse.
If you want to see history through the eyes of the Lord and the things that matter to him and the things that don't, Revelation gives it to us.
While snow blowing our driveways, hardy Minnesotans love to listen to Issues Etc.
Well, in that tower of executive orders that has been coming from President Biden's desk, there is one titled Executive Order on Preventing and Combating Discrimination on the Basis of Gender Identity or Sexual Orientation. In addition to that, President Biden has made it quite clear that he wants to reverse Donald Trump's policy on, well, it's usually called a transgender ban in the military. It's not a ban. So what's going to be happening in the military for the next 4 years at least? Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc. live on this Thursday afternoon, January the 28th. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be talking about President Biden, his policies in the U.S. military with Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness. Dr. Alan Carlson will join us in a few minutes. We'll be talking with him about demographic trends on fatherlessness and childlessness. And then, what should you know about using the Google search engine? We'll get the answer from Joy Pullman of The Federalist. Joining us to discuss President Biden's policy and the U.S. military, Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness, author of a column for The Federalist titled, "To Insults of U.S. Troops, Biden Administration Adds Forcing Female Soldiers to Shower with Men." Elaine, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, nice to talk with you.
You say that the Biden administration is off to a rocky start with military men and women. What do you mean by that?
Well, he has called for policies that add injuries to the insults that we've also seen. The National Guard, their patriotism being questioned, being forced to stay overnight in parking garages, all of these insults. Here comes the president. He could have defended the troops. He could have made their life better instead of worse. Instead, he has signed these executive orders that will make their life more difficult and more dangerous.
Tell us about President Biden's executive order titled Executive Order on Preventing and Combating Discrimination on the Basis of Gender Identity or Sexual Orientation.
Well, this is the first of several executive orders that are quite far-reaching. This one is a general one that affects all institutions of government. It pretty much denies science because we know science tells us that you cannot change a person's biological sex by changing their outward appearance. And yet, this executive order, which will affect especially female athletics in the civilian world, it's saying that there's no differences between men and women. You can change your biological sex. It has a full range of consequences that really will be felt most severely, I believe, in the armed forces of the United States.
President Biden has also reversed President Trump's order that ended critical race theory instruction in all federal government agencies. What is critical race theory, and what will Biden's action mean for the military?
Well, this is a very serious policy reversal because everyone should become familiar with this term. Critical race theory instruction accuses non-minorities, white people that is, of white supremacy and systemic racism. In this kind of instruction, denials of racism prove racism. And by the way, you don't have to be white to be involved with white supremacy. There's black white supremacists under this theory. So if you do this, it's divisive enough in the civilian world. If you do it in the military, and that's a commander standing in front of you, you're not a minority person, and you're told that you're a white supremacist, and the person across the room is told that you're racist and you cannot deny that, no matter what you say, it proves you're racist. How divisive is that? It's really a toxic theory. So President Trump, to his credit, saw this coming. He signed an executive order to stop it. And this incoming president, Joe Biden, has decided to reverse his policy on CRT instruction. Again, it will likely be introduced in the military as what is called anti-racist theory. It's already happened in West Point, service academies. We know it's already creeping in. We're going to see a rash of this sort of thing in the coming months.
How do President Biden's actions especially hurt women in the military?
Two reasons, primarily. First of all, we know that privacy will be an issue even more than it is right now. If you are in the military, it's tough enough for women. You give up a lot of your expectation of privacy. However, when the Obama administration first introduced policies regarding transgenders, they put out a lot of directives and handbooks and guidebooks to tell commanders how to deal with issues that might come up. On the question of sexual privacy, modesty, if you will, the commanders were told, well, you know, the women are just going to have to get used to it. And that's in one of the manuals that came out during the Obama administration. And it's likely going to come out again in about 90 days when they come out with new regulations to implement this thing. The other issue is female athletics, the service academies, all the military colleges, schools, even the elementary schools that serve the children of dependents, or they are dependents of people in the military. This is the largest school system in the world. So if you say that, well, biology doesn't matter, and you pretend that you can change your biological sex, what you are doing, it's unscientific, this theory. It pretends that DNA doesn't exist. DNA determines your biological sex. It happens before birth, from the moment of conception. And yet we have these social engineers pretending and expecting everybody else to pretend that you can change biological sex. And I hasten to add, doctors and nurses are going to be especially affected by this because there are no conscience clauses involved here. You must teach this ideology. You must act according to it. If you have problems with this because of religious conviction or ethical conditions. I mean, a lot of doctors and nurses, they don't do certain surgeries if they consider these practices and therapies to be unethical. Well, if you're in the military, that's too bad. You must follow orders, and that's pretty much what we saw back in the Obama years, and we're going to see it again.
The president has repeatedly said that he's guided by science. Is this true regarding his actions on transgendered members of the military?
No, it's just the opposite. Again, the whole idea that you can change biological sex by changing outward appearance, there is no science to back that up. Because in the cells of every person's body, we have something called DNA. DNA and chromosomes, either XX or XY chromosomes, they determine what your biological sex is. Now, what the Obama policy did and what the Biden policy will do is say, well, some bureaucrat is going to change your gender marker. And after the gender marker is changed in the bureaucratic records, then everybody else has to pretend that you really have changed your biological sex. So this means that, yes, men will have access to women's private facilities, whether the women like it or not. This is being couched as a civil rights issue, even though it certainly denies science and all of the consequences of pretending that something is real when it's not.
What did the 2018 Department of Defense report show us about the issue of transgenderism and the military?
Well, what we talked about with regard to privacy and female athletes, these are important issues. But what's even more important are the impacts of transgender policy on operational realities, readiness, deployability, and the like. The Obama administration did have a couple of years there where transgenders were allowed in the military. When Trump came in, he left that stand. They were grandfathered in. But the Trump administration reported the data. What happened during those years? It turns out that less than 1,000 persons who were treated for gender dysphoria, and I'll explain that in just a minute, gender dysphoria, it's a psychological condition involving confusion about one's gender identity. And if you have gender dysphoria, then under Trump's rules, you were not eligible to be in the military. It was not a ban on transgenders as a class. Less than 1,000 persons with gender dysphoria required 30,000 mental health visits during the Obama years. And the medical costs for these personnel increased almost 300%. So some commands had to divert operational and maintenance funds for specialized medical treatments. And there's also a factor that's even worse. The data showed that persons with gender dysphoria were 8 times more likely to attempt suicide. Now, transgenders, people who have this condition of gender dysphoria, they deserve compassion and competent health care, not politicized care. The trouble is that once you decide that the transgender ideology is going to take hold and it's going to be a civil right, doctors and nurses cannot give counseling to someone who is troubled or confused. They can only give them one type of treatment, either hormone treatments or the kind of surgery that purports to change biological sex. It really doesn't. Persons who want real counseling here, they only get one side. It's like saying if you have a heart condition, well, the only solution is to have a heart transplant. No, you need a second opinion. But there is no second opinion when you're treating people who have this psychological disorder. It's called gender dysphoria.
Elaine Donnelly is our guest. She's president of the Center for Military Readiness. We're talking about President Biden's policies and the U.S. military. On the other side, her concerns about the recent Bostock Supreme Court decision. You could win recordings of all 10 Making the Case conferences and recordings of more than 50 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Here's how. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. with Apple Podcasts. Copy and paste the text of your review and send it to talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll announce the winners on February 1st. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. with Apple Podcasts and send your review to talkback@issuesetc.org.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, with a message for parents, grandparents, and godparents of college-bound children. Concordia Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're devoted to our Lutheran confession and committed to strong academics. Please encourage your child, grandchild, or godchild to check out Concordia University Chicago at cuchicago.edu.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com and like them on Facebook. Facebook.com/LutherAcademy.
We're discussing President Biden's policies and the U.S. military with Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces supports almost 200 chaplains who represent the church on active duty, the reserves, the National Guard, and Civil Air Patrol. Find out more about their work at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armedforces. Elaine, what has concerned you about the recent Bostock Supreme Court case regarding the military?
Well, this is an interesting part of this. We're the only ones that have reported this so far. The Bostock Supreme Court decision said that in employment, you may not discriminate based on sexual orientation or gender identity. But it only applied to employment law, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act in particular. But the military is not subject to Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. So as we reported last year, the Bostock decision should not apply to the military. This was before the election, of course, and before President Biden came in. So the Department of Justice, just before President Trump left the White House, issued an opinion. It's quite lengthy and detailed, 22-some pages, and it said Bostock doesn't apply to things like education or housing or immigration law, and it applied to religious, it talked about religious liberty, that religious liberty should not be impinged upon because of Bostock. Well, guess what happened? As soon as the Biden administration came in, right after the inauguration, they went to the Department of Justice, took that memorandum, and removed it, erased it, not just from the Department of Justice website, but from the archives. I had to go back to the Wayback Machine to get a copy of this thing, even though it was mentioned. There was such a document, but it is no longer available for public viewing. Now, this is a clear signal that the administration does not intend to respect religious liberty. It does intend to apply the first executive order to all agencies of the government, including the military. It is quite extreme. And the Bostock decision, I'm afraid, is going to govern everything because that's the way the Biden administration sees it, and forget what the law says.
What do you know about the new Secretary of Defense, Lloyd James Austin III?
Well, he's a retired Army general, highly respected in that role. He is fully on board with the transgender policy being applied to the military, unfortunately. I was a little disappointed that he did not defend the troops when their patriotism and character was being insulted by a member of Congress and others. He missed a chance to do that. But I'm hoping in the future he will show more concern for the best interests of the troops, not just ideology. It's too soon to say whether he'll do that, but right now it does not look promising.
Some might suggest that the Biden administration is simply trying to return the military to the pre-Trump days, do a reset, so to speak. Do you see indications that President Biden wants to expand on President Obama's policy?
Yes. The second executive order, the one that specifically is about transgenders in the military, it was signed a couple of days after Inauguration Day. It doesn't give a lot of detail, but it does talk about the bureaucratic process of changing a person's gender marker. The various branches of the service and the Department of Defense are supposed to come back with recommendations. They will very likely recommend a return exactly as it was the policy during the Obama administration. They'll probably want to go down the same road. Or they could go to an even more extreme form of this. There was legislation offered in 2019 that said this: if you claim to be transgender, that you have changed your biological sex, even though that's impossible, as soon as you do that, then you can have access to the private facilities of people of the opposite sex. As long as it's in your mind that you are a woman, you can live and share spaces with women, even though those facilities historically have been reserved for biological women, not biological men. So we don't know yet just how far this is going to go, but that's the direction that they seem to be leaning into. And if you buy into the unscientific notion that all you have to do is say that I used to be a woman, I was assigned gender at birth. I was assigned the identity of being a girl, but I'm really a boy. So now I'm a boy, I'm a man, and now everybody has to respect that. And oh, by the way, pronouns have to be addressed to me in the same way. Doctors, nurses, chaplains must respect my identity and teach others that my identity is genuine, even though people know it's not genuine. So, again, it's a very disruptive, demoralizing kind of thing. When we have commanders having to deal with elevated medical costs and lost time, I forgot to mention the time off for real life experience, RLE. RLE means you get to go off for 3 months to a year just to think about changing your gender, to practice, to wear different clothing, see if you like it or not. Real life experience. That's time off from the job, and it makes that job harder for everybody else. So if you add RLE and then you have time off for the actual treatments, including surgeries, not always surgeries, what you're doing is impacting everybody else in the military. And commanders shouldn't have to worry about, well, what do you do if a person presents as a man, announces that he, she is pregnant? They actually have a scenario in one of the guidebooks that discusses that. And the answer to that question is, well, consult with the local LGBT group and they'll tell you what to do. These are the kinds of bizarre results that the commanders are going to have to deal with. It's going to take time away from what is the military really for? It's there to defend the country, to prepare for defending the country. And it shouldn't have to be distracted with all of these extra burdens that really don't enhance military readiness or morale at all.
Elaine Donnelly is president of the Center for Military Readiness. She's author of a column for The Federalist titled, "To Insults of U.S. Troops, Biden Administration Adds Forcing Female Soldiers to Shower with Men." You'll find a link to it and to the Center for Military Readiness at issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Elaine, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk with you.
Dr. Alan Carlson will be with us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk with him about demographic trends, two of them that go together, fatherlessness and childlessness, and what the results have been for the American family. Stay tuned.
Fornication, that is, sexual intercourse between persons not married to each other, is strictly forbidden by the scriptures. St. Paul sternly warned the Corinthians, "Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality will inherit the kingdom of God." Thus wrote David Ramirez in his article, "Do Not Be Deceived," in the January issue of the Lutheran Witness, Chaste and Decent Life. To read the entire issue on how to live a chaste and decent life, pick up your copy of the Lutheran Witness today, cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you look at the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
At Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Rockland, California, we keep the focus on Christ every Sunday with ancient liturgy, preaching from the lectionary, and celebration of the sacrament of the altar. Come be a part of the evangelical and Catholic faith as handed down to us in the Lutheran confessions. We celebrate the divine service every Sunday at 8 o'clock and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages at 9:15. To learn more, visit holycrossrockland.org.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.